And over the weekend, Olympic spectators and local residents in turn tried to prove their physical stamina. Their goal Saturday night was to make it to dawn during an officially sponsored sleepless night. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli checked to see how they did.
In Europe, a sleepless or white night is when museums, movie theaters, and shops are kept open way beyond their normal closing time to give everyone a chance to experience the city. The Turin slogan was Carpe Noctem, seize the night. At midnight at the restaurant in Baccaro, there was still a long line of people waiting to get in. Waitress Giulia Raffaelli said this was an important event in a city long known as a boring one-factory town with early-to-bed residents.
It's a different outlook at the city, if you look at it in night. It's already a grey, dark city, so I guess at night it's a bit scary, while like this is not scary anymore.
Turin's Baroque palaces were lit up like a stage set. The evening started with a Hollywood-style ceremony to present the gold, silver, and bronze medals to the day's Olympic winners.
Mesdames et messieurs, les médaillés olympiques.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Olympic medalists.
Ilaria Piacco, a Turin resident, was thrilled the city was staying open to present the best of its art, history, and culture to the outside world.
This is a good opportunity to enjoy the Olympics. I love Torino, but I'm loving it even more now. It's like New Year's Eve every day, 2 weeks long.
Thomas Schmidt of Germany came to Turin with a group of friends to cheer the German ice hockey team. They decided to stay on for the sleepless night.
Because white night, all the people are very good, and they all have fun. And it's not typical for North Italia, but it's beautiful.
It was quiet most of Sunday, the city recovering from a rare long binge. But hours earlier, hundreds of thousands of people meandered through Turin's cobblestone streets and vast piazzas. Window shopping, visiting open-air markets, sipping local wine, and munching chocolate delicacies at outdoor tasting tables. One of the most popular spots was L'Obelix, a trendy bar where the standing room only crowd poured out into the street. A group of local youths wanted to express their exuberance. David Di Gennaro and Alberto Pavese discussed whether Turin has become a European or a world capital. David said, "We're finally coming out of a long, dark tunnel. Look at all these foreigners. They have so much to teach us," he said, "and now I feel like a citizen of the world." And in a reaction increasingly rare in the world today, Di Gennaro and his friends cheered when they learned this reporter's nationality. The highlight of Turin's sleepless night was an open-air concert by Italian jazz great Paolo Conte, who performed an eclectic mix of American jazz, Latin American tango, and French chanson. And for a few hours, Turin did feel like the capital of the world. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Turin.